Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Dinah Titchener, who is an RN at Occupational Health, and she is in charge of the 2011 flu campaign. Dinah, can you tell us about the big event kicking off the flu campaign this year?
Yes, on October the 12th, 2011, we're going to have an event called Flulapalooza. What that is Occupational Health is working with the Office of the Emergency Preparedness to simulate a mass vaccination plan in the event of a real pandemic. The goal of that is to be able to put together, using all the different departments throughout the campus that need to come together to take care of a large amount of people in a very short time.
So we want to see a lot of people come out for this. How many people are we aiming for?
Well, we would like to have as many as possible on that day, since this is a drill to show that we can take care of as many people as possible. Our goal is 8,000 people in an 8-hour period. We are going to be open longer than that. We'll be open from 6 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. But our big go and push is from 7 to 3.
So, Dinah, I heard that we might try to break the Guinness Book of World Records. Is that correct?
Yes. The whole purpose of the event is to test our preparedness for mass vaccination in case we need to do so. We've kind of made it a goal to beat the Guinness World Records, which is 6,217 vaccines given over an 8-hour period. So we would like to at least vaccinate 8,000 if possible.
How would people participate in this event if they come out for the drill?
The drill will be held in a huge tent between Light Hall and the VA building. It's available for faculty, staff, and students. We do ask that everybody bring your ID badge so we can check you in efficiently.
Will the flu shot that they get go into the regular immunization record?
Yes, this will be just like the normal flu tent and the normal flu program that we have every year. The flu vaccination will go into their record.
So people who might be listening to this might worry about long lines. If we're going to be vaccinating 8,000 people, are we prepared for that many people?
Oh, yes. We've worked on the logistics of all this. So we're going to have 44 nurses available to actually give the injections.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people to give the shots to.
So we really want as many people to come out as possible. If somebody isn't able to come out for the disaster drill on October 12th, what can they do to get the flu shot after that?
We're going to follow this up with our regular flu program. The Occupational Health Flu Tent will kick off on October the 14th from 6 o'clock to 11 p.m. Then the next week we will be open with our regular flu tent in front of Eskin Library. It will be open Monday, October the 17th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and will run through Friday the 21st from 7 to 6 p.m.
Are the occupational health nurses still going to be going to departments across campus?
Yes. As normal, we will follow up with off-site events in different areas of the hospital and on campus. We're scheduled for about 5 or 6 weeks after the initial flu tent to provide off-site events.
So we really want a lot of people come out for this. If you have questions about it, please watch for more campus communications about this event. And you can always check the occupational health website. Dinah, thank you so much for all this information.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.